Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas. I'm Tate Furch.
I'm Gracelyn Eastman.
I'm Harper Nelson.
I'm Shiloh Trainer.
I'm Lucy Eisenbarth.
I'm Sasha Olish.
I'm Caden Graves.
I'm Alyssa Hoagland.
I'm Haley Reitzel.
I'm Carly Nielsen.
I'm Ava Snyder.
And I'm Emmy Bartolo. Season's greetings from all of us at the Bearfax, the weekly radio show from Bishop Garrigan High School.
As we got ready for Christmas vacation, we had a special out-of-uniform day yesterday at Garrigan. We could pay to wear jeans or sweats, with the money going to help both Divine Mercy's Twin Parish of St. John de Chantal in Haiti and the missions our school has supported in Morton and Okolona, Mississippi. This year, we'll also have a new mission project. Next summer, a group of seniors will be headed to Guatemala to help people who are in need. We also encourage people in the community to support all of these missions.
While some other schools are out for the season, we have one more day of school at Garrigan and Seton next Monday. This afternoon, we will be hosting the big Crosstown Holiday Basketball game. The JV games start at noon. The varsity girls will play at 1:15, and the varsity boys should start around 2:45. There's always a big crowd for this matchup, so we encourage everyone to get there early.
There's lots of other Christmas traditions at Garrigan. In addition to the band and choir concerts, this past week, fifth graders went caroling around the school building, and sixth graders sang carols at Algona Manor. The seniors in Spanish class celebrated Las Posadas with first graders, and the dance team had their Christmas performance joined by Santa and elementary kids when the Bears played Garner Hayfield Ventura last Tuesday.
A tradition we have here at the Bearfax is giving a special Christmas survey to students every year. One of the questions we asked this year was, what is your favorite holiday food? Gabe Swift, Kyle Borman, Gibson Mankey, Henry Bodie, and Alec Dietering all liked ham. Alyssa Hoagland enjoys wings. Gabby Busher prefers chicken Alfredo. And Haley Reitzel is looking forward to a seafood boil. Carter Schwab and Leo Snyder said shrimp. Eli Casey prefers sardines. And Jenna Peterson enjoys crab legs with melted butter.
For side dishes, Hayden Miller, Stormy Larson, Sheila Redding, and Weston Ehlers all like mashed potatoes and gravy. Matt Besh and Gibson Mankey prefer cheesy potatoes, and Bryden Morse's favorite is sweet potatoes with marshmallows. Madeline Tiggis and Emma Garman enjoy stuffing, and Aubrey Meyer, Bree Ludwig, and Alice Casey are all fans of mac and cheese.
Lots of people wanted sweet treats, and some were very specific. Addie Lubenthal liked her great-grandmother's Amish sugar cookies, while Rachel Kale likes her aunt's Christmas cookies. Emmy Bartolo prefers star cookies, Shiloh Trainer likes her mom's homemade wreath cookies, and Kaya Villarreal enjoys monkey bread. Tate Furch says the best Christmas food is Oreo balls. No discussion. Addison Cooper, Carson Seidels, and Ava Rothler all like Oreo fluff, and Eva Cole House is looking forward to Oreo cheesecake.
Another of our questions was, what is the best Christmas present you ever gotten? For me, the obvious answer was my state championship ring. Sawyer Herrick, Leo Schneider, and Jacob Redding both said their best gifts were their family. Sean Tilges, Marshall Borman, and Tate Furch all said the top gift was Xbox. Amari Thomas said a PS5, and Addie Lubenthal liked her Nintendo Switch. Alyssa Hoagland and Alice Casey both said their top gifts was a TV, and Noah Schaefer loved getting a four-wheeler.
Jalen Antone and Ava Snyder enjoyed getting concert tickets, and Colin Weimers and Gibson Mankey both liked their new hunting guns. Delaney Fessler-Arndorfer's favorite gift was a new puppy, and Jenna Peterson liked her pet turtle. Joey Lawlier said a giant stuffed giraffe. Mike Joyce said getting new basketball shoes. Avery Culbertson's best gift was a new phone, and Jaden Dyke liked her full-length mirror that holds jewelry. Emmy Bartolo liked her American Girl doll, and Aubrey Meyer said a jet ski. Then there's CJ McGregor, who said his best gift was a 2-pound allowance in wrestling. That lets him enjoy more of those Christmas cookies he likes.
Next, we asked people what they want this Christmas. Cora Deerduff said a big jar of dill pickles and world peace. Kyle Borman, Joy Lyer, Ava Rothler, Jalen Antone, Aubrey Meyer, Kaya Villarreal, and Stormy Larson all want new clothes. Eli Casey and Bryden Morris want Legos. Adrian Cooper is asking for nail polish. And Addie Lubenthal wants band and movie posters. Sawyer Herrick wants a snowmobile helmet. And Hayden Miller is looking for disc golf stuff.
Hope Rooney's list includes a heated blanket. Emmy Bartolo says her most wanted gift is a stuffed penguin. And Haley Reitzel wants a MacBook for nursing school. Caden Graves hopes to find gift cards in his stocking. Gabby Penton and Jenna Peterson say they want concert tickets, while Jaden Dykey hopes to get a dog for Christmas. Carly Nielsen wants a purse and perfume. Weston Ehlers wants golf shoes. And Amari Thomas says he wants 20 pounds of pure muscle. Then there's Alec Dydrian, who says he wants a Rolex. Don't hold your breath on that.
Our final question was, what are your plans over Christmas? Carson Seidels is one of many people who will be spending time with family. Lots of others will be working. Harper Nelson specifically said she'll be working at Teresa's, selling girls their prom dresses. Sheila Redding will be working at Holmes Animal Clinic on Christmas Day, and the rest of the break she'll be cat-sitting and working on 4-H projects. Gibson Meekie says he's going to Dubuque to get dirt bike parts, and Madeline Tigges is going shopping in Des Moines.
Alice Casey says she's sleeping in, Piper Rothler is going to relax over the holidays, Caden Buckner says he'll be taking a break, and Amari Thomas says he'll probably just play Xbox for 2 straight weeks. Gabe Swift says he'll be a bum, Aiden Lichter plans to sleep a lot and eat a lot, and Carson Kramer says he'll be hanging out with his girlfriend. Emmy Bartolo plans to play basketball over break. Several other people are traveling over break to Florida, Texas, Minnesota, and Arizona.
On our Golden Bear calendar, Garrigan and Seton do have school next Monday, but there's parish busing because of the Algona Community Schools aren't in session. Otherwise, the calendar is empty all the way through New Year's.
On Friday, January 2nd, the Bears will host North Iowa in basketball, and there's a wrestling tournament in Osage on Saturday the 3rd.
Classes resume Monday, January 4th. The Golden Bear swim team has their home meet that night. There's also girls wrestling versus Lake Mills and boys JV wrestling at Mason City.
On Tuesday the 6th, there's a basketball quad at Forest City, and the swim team will be at Mason City. We'll have semester tests the 8th and the 9th. On Thursday the 8th, the basketball teams will host Lake Mills, and there's also wrestling versus Webster City.
First semester ends Friday the 9th. The Bears will host West Hancock on the basketball court that night, and the dance team will serve a chili supper during the games.
Finally, this week, we want to give a big congratulations to senior basketball player Carter Schwab. When the Bears played Garner last Tuesday, Carter went over 1,000 career points. Congratulations on reaching this big milestone.
That's the Bear Facts for 2025. We'll be off for the next 2 weeks because of the holiday break. But be sure to tune in on January 10th, 2026, when we'll be back with more news from Bishop Garrigan High School. Until then,
Merry Christmas, everybody!